Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 47 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you are not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chrisanne Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 8 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas gift storage. Have you ever looked under the bed, in the closets, in your car, anywhere you can think of to find that gift you know you purchased way back in March of this year because it was the perfect Christmas gift for your best friend? This is a very real problem for many people who purchase gifts throughout the year if there is not a single collection point to place the gifts in when they are purchased. Think about your routine when you purchase gifts and bring them home. If you just drop the bags at the first flat surface you come to, you need to create a gift box area in your home. Depending on the number of gifts you buy early, you can use a box, a shelf, a closet, a plastic container, or a whole room to make the depository for your purchased gifts, all while keeping in mind if any of your gifts need to be out of sight from peeking eyes. Now is the time to walk through your house and locate an area to serve as your gift closet and end the hunt for lost gifts during the Christmas season. Organizing your gift closet is also an important step for the gifts you have already purchased and for future gifts. Using the gift box inventory form or the gift box inventory card from Christmas Organizing, you can record gifts you have purchased, both assigned and unassigned. You know, those gifts you cannot pass up because the price is great and you'll just find someone to give it to. Your next challenge is to go around your house and find all those gifts you've already purchased for this year and put them in your gift box and record each gift. Once you have your location, a recording method, and gathered up all your gifts, make this your go-to place every time you come home with Christmas gifts. One fun thing to do is to take your children or grandchildren to shop from your unassigned gifts. It's a great activity and can create wonderful memories. For more information on Christmas storage, including ways to hide gifts from those who peek and how to deal with too many gifts in your gift closet, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas gift wrapping and mailing. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to join our newsletter email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.